To him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Our text for today is found in the Old Testament prophet Joel, the second chapter, beginning with verse 12. Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity. Who knows? He may turn and have pity and leave behind a blessing, grain offerings and drink offerings for the Lord your God. This is the word of God. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, who even now invites us to partake of his redemption. Dear friends in Christ, someone once said aptly that the saddest words in the English language are the words, too late. You may be somewhat sad if you miss a loved one's birthday and miss the opportunity to send a gift. Even more sad, perhaps, if you pass the deadline for a school assignment and it's too late to turn it in and you have to take a zero. But there are far sadder things in life, of course. I was reading an article recently by a doctor who said the end of life is not always sad, but the saddest situation he'd ever seen was when he had to attend the deathbed of a person who suddenly realized that he had wasted his life by chasing material things and that now it was too late. We may get that feeling about our sins sometimes, that it's too late, that our sins are too great, too many. We've gone too far and past the point of no return, and that it's simply too late in the game for us to do anything about it. And it is late. Our Lord has told us in his word that a judgment on all the world is fast approaching and may even now lie at our very doorstep. It's late. Is it too late? This morning we hear from the prophet Joel, and his message is great news. It's not too late. It's not too late to repent of your sins. It's not too late to receive God's grace. The prophet Joel lived and worked in the southern kingdom of Judah. God sent him to call a wayward nation to repentance. As a chastisement for their idolatry, the Lord sent a terrible plague of locusts upon the land of Israel. Picture in your mind a lush countryside destroyed, peeled of every green plant by enormous swarms of giant locusts. Joel writes, "The land is like the Garden of Eden before them, but behind them a desolate wilderness." There wasn't much, really, that Joel needed to add to that message because the locusts and their devastation preached a more powerful sermon than he ever could. Here was proof for a stubborn and idolatrous people that sin does have consequences, that God will not be mocked, and that rebellion against the Lord leads to nothing but bitter woe. It was late. To the people of Judah, it may have seemed that it was too late. After all, the damage had been done. They couldn't turn back the clock. The future seemed to hold only despair and death. But what is God's message to his people? It's not too late. It's not too late to repent of your sins. Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Repentance was called for. But Joel made it clear that a half-hearted repentance would not do. Grace is available, but you should know that there's a limit to your time of grace. A story is told of a medieval Saxon king who put down a rebellion among his subjects in a distant region of his kingdom. When the battle was over, the captured rebels were paraded before his castle. The king placed a burning candle in the archway of the castle. And then he announced that all who had rebelled against him would be spared if they would simply lay down their arms and take an oath of loyalty to the king. Clemency and mercy were offered but the offer was limited to the life of the candle. It's late. Is it too late? Is the candle still burning for you, or has it gone out? God's final judgment on sin is coming and may lie even now at the door. Is it too late? No. Joel's message is that it's not too late to turn to God in repentance, and it's not too late to receive His grace. Return to the Lord your God, for He is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and He relents from sending calamity. At this point, the rebellious people of Judah may have wondered, what's the use? The crops are gone, the economy is destroyed. What hope is left? But then you have to remember what kind of God our true God is. He is gracious and compassionate, Joel says. The word compassionate there is interesting. It's related to the Hebrew noun for womb. It pictures the powerful bond of love that exists between a mother and her newborn child. Could there possibly be any stronger bond of love than that between a mother and her baby? Yes, there is one. It's the love that your compassionate God has for you. For the Lord says through Isaiah, "Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, but I will not forget you." God is merciful and patient, but there was one day, a dark Friday on a hill outside Jerusalem, where God's mercy and patience ran out. There, the devastation was more severe than any plague of locusts or any other catastrophe could ever be. For on that day, the only truly innocent person who ever lived was put to death. He became the solitary object of God's anger over sin. On Calvary's cross, Jesus passed the point of no return. There God charged him with the sin of all people, including you and me. There he condemned him to endure the very torments of hell on the cross. His only beloved son cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" No one had ever seen a sight like this before, because no one on earth had ever witnessed the full fury of God's wrath over sin. Ironically, the very reason it happened is because God is so patient and merciful. Rather than punishing us for our sins, He placed those sins on the shoulder of His Son and punished Him. Rather than lose patience with us, God lost patience with His only Son in our place. And when Jesus rose from the dead on Easter Sunday, He proved once and for all that it is not too late. You are still alive. And while there is life, there is forgiveness to be had for you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Come to Jesus now. Don't wait. If your sins are great, remember what Scripture says, where sin abounded, there grace abounded much more. It's not too late to repent of your sins and to receive the overwhelming grace of God in Jesus Christ. Return to the Lord your God, for He is gracious and compassionate. Amen. We'll conclude with hymn number 605, the first and last stanzas.